Hiya, welcome back to Miss Adventurous with me, Tiffany Rouge. This is the podcast for you if you need a little bit of inspiration or you're just looking to be inspired to change your world for the better. Here I give you a look into someone else's life who is just like you, whether it's my own experiences or I talk to other people who are experts who are just living their life and living it with positivity and meaning. This is your haven of positivity that keeps you accountable. It advocates for you to be nicer, not just to other people, but to yourself as well, and helps you with your own self-awareness. Now, this week, we meet a guy called Drew. The guy is a super inspiration. He's gone through some hard times, but he's figured out in his own way how to pick himself up from those hard times. He's an incredible musician. He's an advocate for social change. He started a charity. He's got some really good advice for anyone who's going through or has gone through a traumatic experience. And we cover how he used music to help him get through his dark times. And he's got some really good advice for you if you're going through some dark times or if you're a musician. So let's get into it, starting from the bottom, because when you start at the bottom, the only way is up.
You know, I was engaged to be married and about 8 weeks out from the wedding, and my ex-fiancée called the wedding off.
Wow.
So that was kind of my moment. Yeah, it was pretty full on. Like, there wasn't really, nothing really happened. It kind of just, yeah, she kind of freaked out and had this big wig out moment.
How did that affect you? I mean, it would have been a completely life-changing thing.
It was massive, yeah. So I thought I had, you know, I thought I had all these things in place, that this big game plan. I've always been very, very sort of mature and had, you know, big dreams and plans and stuff like that. And everything was sort of all falling into place. And it was all, you know, I was going to retire by the time I was probably, you know, 35 years old, and I was buying rental properties. And, you know, I had, everything was going really, really well. And, I didn't expect that. So it kind of really caught me off guard and, you know, threw me into this place that I'd never sort of been before, because I've had a really good life. Like, you know, I'm very lucky. My family's amazing. Never had any issues. I've always been very positive, you know, good at stuff. Things have always worked out, you know, like probably because of my upbringing.
So you're in this state then. How did you come out of it? Like, what did you have to do? Was it your mental ability, your positivity that sort of brought you out of it? Were you talking to people?
For sure, yeah. So I was working fly-in, fly-out work, which actually I really enjoyed. So, you know, I was away for 2 weeks at a time, and it was really good. And it's something that really flipped on its head. You know, while things were going good, it was amazing. And then as soon as things were going really bad, it sort of became very isolated and, you know, stuck out in a room by yourself with your thoughts for a long time.
Yeah.
Periods of time. It really, really changed things up. So that's when I decided, you know, I had a couple of weeks where I was probably pretty miserable and, you know, feeling sorry for myself and stuff. But I decided that I didn't want to be unhappy anymore. And, you know, I didn't really deserve to feel like that for no reason. So basically started putting things in place to change that. And I quit my job. You know, I stopped working away. So I started doing gigs.
Okay, because how long have you been playing music for?
About grade 10, I sort of taught myself at home, and I've always sort of played as a hobby and wrote my own songs and stuff, but I sort of never thought of it, you know, as a serious career option, I guess. Started playing a few gigs after I quit, you know, straight away, just because I had the time to do it, I guess.
Can we just break that down for a minute, though? So you quit your job, and then you decided to start playing gigs. How did you go about getting a gig? You know, where were you living at the time? That sort of thing. Like, were you okay to? I'm just sort of looking at how I would think in my mind to quit my job and not, you know, and try and pursue music full time. I would probably be so scared to do that. Like, were you, you know, what were you doing for sort of, I guess, maybe like income? Were you worried about that at all? Or I don't know, are you a keen saver and you were like, I'm cool, I'm cashed up, I got money in the bank, so I'll do what I want creatively?
I was pretty cashed up. Like, I've always been very good at saving, and I was very well sort of set up financially. I was a high voltage electrician and a lot of money fly in, fly out. So, you know, I had that bit of that buffer there that I could go on holiday for a while or kind of chill and figure things out, which I couldn't do anyway because I'm very proactive and I like to be productive, otherwise I'm not sort of happy. So, and luckily I had a couple of mates in the entertainment industry that kind of got me a couple of little gigs, and I look back now and I wasn't very good. Like, I thought I was all right back then, but I really wasn't. I was nothing like what I'm at now. So basically, yeah, I just started playing a few gigs, and then I was like, well, this could actually be an option, you know, for something a little bit longer than just the present moment. So I was very lucky. I fell on my feet and, you know, just practiced really hard and got into like the marketing and business side of things and really pushed myself through that side of things. I guess I maybe have a little bit of an advantage coming from, you know, having worked real jobs, I guess, before, not sort of just, you know, a lot of musicians don't have a lot of drive or business sense maybe, which might be their downfall sometimes.
Interesting. Okay. And so what business aspects did you start with? How did you get your first gig? You had a friend, and then what happened there? Were you like, I need to get some photos done?
You can learn anything off YouTube and the internet these days. We're so lucky. But basically, I just used YouTube, you know, music marketing, you know, all that kind of stuff. Looked up all the other artists that, you know, that maybe I wanted to emulate. Looked at what they're doing, looked at where they're playing, approach those venues.
Wow, okay.
Just any angle I could find, I would just research that and just basically just try and lots of different things and see what works for you and what doesn't, and yeah.
So where are you at right now? Like, are you at a point now where are you living comfortably, successfully off your gigs? Like, are you gigging every day?
Yeah, definitely. The music's going amazing. I'm based in Cairns, but I try and get away as much as I can and play gigs all over the place. I only have to play a few gigs a week. Sometimes I play more, sometimes I play less, but that's enough financially. Said I did set myself up all right before, so I've got some rental properties that I self-manage, and I've got a suicide prevention charity which I started, which kind of stemmed from the hard time that I went through as well, and that's what I do most of the time during the days. Obviously that doesn't pay very well at all, being a charity, but you know, the music is where I make my money, and I love that, and being creative, and then I have the charity.
And so this charity, what kind of stuff do you do?
So we're at Suicide Prevention, but we're very broad. We already have like a music program with Headspace. The charity's called Kick On, and yeah, we've got a music program with Headspace for like 12 to 25-year-old kids, and we've had that running for about 5 months, and we're currently putting together like a school wellbeing program. We want to do all the grade 10 students in the Cairns region, putting together a FIFO tour, so fly in, fly out tour, going to all the gas and mining camps.
That's awesome.
Stand-up comedy, live music, and then, you know, a guy talking to the boys about how to manage a long-distance relationship and how to manage your own mental health, tips and stuff like that, and just coming from people that have experienced it themselves and kind of sharing my story. And there's a lot of different programs like that in the pipeline, very, very broad for a lot of different at-risk groups.
And are you finding, though, a lot of your people that you come across, are they predominantly male, or is it...
Definitely varies. I think guys have a lot harder time talking about their feelings and showing weakness and, you know, that whole mentality, especially in the gas and mining industry, especially in rural areas.
Because it's a heavily male industry.
Definitely is, and it's the whole mentality out there, like, you know, like harden up and get on with it kind of thing. You know, and I'm from a tiny country town. I grew up on it. Even cattle farm as well, so totally understand all that. It's very broad, you know. I've talked to a lot of kids, males, females, you know, even older people. It's basically just whoever needs it.
Yeah.
And Kick On will be very, very broad and cover a lot of different bases. So we want to bring like a unique approach to help each at-risk group, I guess. We're just starting out, like we've only just been registered as health promotion charity a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very ground roots at the moment, but yeah, we hope to be massive. So there's so many amazing services and stuff out there already, and basically we come in and collaborate, like we're collaborating with Headspace and Mates in Construction to do the FIFO tour, and we're very lucky to have some great support. So
it sounds like you're at that point in your life where you can actually go out and start giving back.
Yeah, I love it. I get to meet so many amazing people, and, you know, it's just, we all go through hard times, and people sharing their stories and tips and stuff is a big help. It helped me a lot when I went through my stuff, you know, through me sharing what I was going through, because I found it very embarrassing to talk about at the start, because, you know, no one wants to kind of say that they've been dumped, let alone, you know, dumped just out from the wedding and stuff like that. So
yeah.
But through me sharing my own story, there was so many people come back and shared similar stories, and even far worse than mine. So it kind of puts in perspective and let you know that you weren't alone. That helped me a lot.
And that's really cool. Like, I really like that. And I think one of the big things is the value in sharing your story, because you never know who's going to take something away from that and go, that really helped me. And it's probably the person that, like, you never expect. It's just a really cool thing to be able to share that. And I love that it's given back to you as well.
Absolutely. It's the best thing that you can do. And sharing your weakness is an actual strength. And I want to sort of get that across to guys. Like, it's amazing how many more people will open up to you once you do just show that bit of weakness or share the story that you've sort of been through. So
it's like, in a way, like, people can relate to you because, you know, what they're going through is similar.
Yeah. And, like, I love using the music and my story for that. It goes to show, it doesn't matter what you go through, you can turn it around. It's just a little bit of education on little tips, little things that you can do, little changes to turn anything around into sort of a positive. So if my story helps people, then, yeah, amazing. I'll keep sharing it. It makes me feel really good. So,
what are your wise words to live by?
I just think you have to find whatever your passion is. Like, it doesn't matter if you don't know what you want to do with your life, or you might find yourself a bit lost. But I really believe that life starts when you're getting out of your comfort zone. So many people just coast along in the comfort zones, and you go through life like almost in a subconscious kind of daze. Like, if you don't do different things and try new stuff, then you're not really living. So get out there and try new things. See what inspires you. See what your passion is. Get a creative outlet. It doesn't matter if you're good at it. It's so good for your mental health. Do some sport and exercise. Eat a little bit better. Just make small changes. Don't go on these crazy diets. Just make small changes in the right direction and see how much better you feel. And, yeah, find your purpose.
That's awesome. I 100% agree with that. We're taking it a little bit inwards. What would you tell your 25-year-old self?
I think I was in the Torres Strait Islands working up there.
Okay, FIFO?
I actually lived up there. So
cool.
I worked for Ergon for 8 years and used to fly around and in the helicopters and fix all the power on the outer islands. And, yeah, it's a pretty cool job. I feel like all of the stuff that I've done has kind of led me to where I'm at. I don't know, just get ready. There's some heavy stuff coming, but there's some really good stuff coming too. Maybe be a little bit more open to change and stuff. You know, all the stuff that I went through definitely changed me in a good way, and I became a lot more open and, you know, started living life a bit more fully. I was very focused on where I wanted to be and, you know, getting to my goals and maybe be a little bit more open to change. And
Like unforeseen change, the stuff that came across you, even though you weren't preparing for it, or, you know, it wasn't anything you ever thought of?
Oh, definitely didn't prepare for any of that. But not just that, like I've been through, you know, the relationship that I was in and a lot of the other ones that I've been in, my partner they have struggled a lot with mental health stuff and I really didn't understand it or put any effort into understanding it, because I'd never been through anything like, you know, I'd just been super positive, upbeat kind of guy my whole life. So really didn't understand it. I'd probably put a lot more effort into understanding that while I was younger, which might have led me down, you know, the path that I've sort of gone down a lot sooner.
Thank you so much.
That or don't propose to that girl. No, she's lovely. We're actually good friends again now.
And I guess it's just one of those things that it was just a change that needed to happen.
Yeah, well, it's turned out to be the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Wow.
I'm grateful for it, very grateful. I wasn't at the time, but I'm definitely grateful for it now. And, you know, any situations like that, you can dwell on it, or you can change the things that you can change, and you can let the things that you can't change go, and you can turn it into a positive every time. So as cliche as it sounds, every failure or whatever, every setback, there's definitely a lesson in there. And I find, you know, that's what I tell a lot of kids. You can tell people that and you can hear that as many times as you want, but once you understand that, it was a massive game changer for me. Like anything, any setback, anything that doesn't happen now, I do look for a lesson in there, and suddenly it's not a waste of time. It is a positive thing, because you've learned, you've grown, you've moved forward, and you can't move forward without these things. So
100%. I agree, mate. Like, it's really cool to be able to connect with you just in the power of positivity, because I live my life that way, and I've been through some pretty shit times, and that have been really, really terrible. But
we all have,
yeah. It's just about, you know, how you look at it and your perspective. And you're right, you know, if you're going through something terrible, I'm a firm believer that you wouldn't be going through it if you couldn't handle it. It's just about how you handle it and how, what you take from that experience, whether you grow or, you know, you go another way. And the idea idea is that you grow from it, because everything you're going through, you are meant to go through. I mean, whether or not you believe in fate or, you know, a higher power, it's just like it's happening and you are totally capable of being able to go through whatever it is that's horrible in your life at the moment. But it's cool to kind of be there and be like, actually, this is what I have learned from
it. And, you know, whether you believe in God or energies or karma or whatever, I feel like the underlying message is all the same. And I'm not a fan of the whole everything happens for a reason. I feel the reason's whatever you want it to be. Like, things just happen in life randomly, and some things are good, some things are bad, but it's up to you. Like, the decisions and actions that you take and make, they define what reason it was that whatever happened, you know? Like, you can take it any way you want.
Yeah.
You can let something ruin your life, or you can find lessons in it and you can move forward, or, you know, there's some things that can't be explained and you don't want to get too caught up on that stuff. You know, whenever anything happens, I find if you break it down into little pieces, if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed, break it down into smaller pieces, pick out the stuff that you have control over, and find out what you can do to improve those situations. The stuff that you don't have control over, let it go.
What an energizing, positive chat. Holy crap, the guy is so profound. And if you do want to get in contact with him, you can hit him up on the email media.drewboy@gmail. He's at Drewboy on Instagram. And stick around, because I've included some of his music in this podcast. And I will be making a Misadventurous Mistapes podcast for you to listen to all the music that I am digging at the moment. Like always, subscribe, tell someone about this podcast if you're enjoying it. And if you know someone who needs some seriously positive vibes in their life this week, go on, give it a share, post it on your social media, or even just let me know what you think of it by commenting on iTunes or on Podchaser. Okay, speak to you next week. We'll be right back.